So this patient has a low serum sodium of 131 milliequivalents per liter, normal range 135 to 145. Potassium is normal here at 4.6 milliequivalents per liter, normal range 3.5 to 5. Plasma osmolality, it's dilute at 255 milliosmol per kilogram, normal range about 275 to 300. And urine osmolality, quite dilute at 200 milliosmol per kilogram. Normal range is about 500 to 850. By all means, the kidney can produce urine as dilute as 50 and as concentrated as 1200 milliosmol per kilogram. But the point is 200 is significantly more dilute than our typical range of 500 to 850. So we have a patient who has dilute urine, dilute plasma, and low serum sodium. This is consistent with psychogenic polydipsia, or just choice D, polydipsia. Now, this is when the patient's drinking too much, okay? Makes sense. Drinking too much water, you're going to have very dilute urine, and to the point where you can actually reduce your serum sodium. Now, we know that answers such as SIADH and, which isn't even listed here, but SIADH and diabetes insipidus are wrong, because those two conditions will have serum and urine concentrations versus dilutions opposing one another. They're opposites. Whereas with psychogenic polydipsia, the urine and the serum are both dilute. Okay, so for SIADH, such as due to small cell bronchogenic carcinoma of the lung producing ADH, of course, there's numerous causes, lots to talk about, but I'm just going to stay focused here. For SIADH, we'd have dilute serum and low serum sodium and concentrated urine. Diabetes insipidus, we'd have dilute urine, dilute, okay, dilute urine, and concentrated serum with a high serum sodium. Once again, they're opposites, SIADH and DI, but psychogenic polydipsia, both the urine and the serum are dilute. So bodybuilders, okay, they can carry around, it's stereotypical, it's sort of buzzy, but they can carry around gallon containers of water, trying to keep themselves clean just as part of a routine, thinking it's healthy to drink lots of water. Of course it is, but if you drink too much water, you can get psychogenic polydipsia, where you actually have abnormal serum sodium. So we eliminated DI, looking at choice B, diabetes mellitus. You do get polydipsia and polyuria in diabetes, but there's no reason to specifically think that here. Type 1 diabetes, patient would be a lot younger. Type 2 diabetes, classically, they would say the patient's overweight or has signs of insulin resistance, like acanthosis nigricans, metabolic syndrome. There's just no detail in this vignette to make us think diabetes mellitus. And of course, polydipsia makes sense here. And diuretic use, you say, well, what about that, right? Like, why not diuretic use? It's because the patient has a normal serum potassium. So that's classically low when we have surreptitious diuretic use. So like loop diuretics, for example, can cause hypokalemia, or thiazide diuretics can cause hypokalemia. So if the vignette wants diuretic use as an answer, they'll classically give you signs of dehydration where the patient's faint or has poor skin turgor or sunken orbits in conjunction with hypokalemia. That's the classic presentation for someone who's taking diuretics surreptitiously, which means secretively. So that's it here. Could do a 90-minute oral presentation on all this stuff, but that's all you need to know. That's it.